HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
These teams that you make on this app, are you even winning?
Not yet.
It's better to win on Crick Bazi contest.
Watch Crick Bazi on HD Smartcast YouTube channel and win exciting gifts on the daily Crick Bazi ka Bazigar contest. Crick Bazi on HD Smartcast YouTube channel. Click on the bell icon to never miss a chance to win. Subscribe to HD Smartcast for more podcasts.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
India will start receiving Russia's Sputnik V COVID-19 vaccine by the end May, its local distributor Dr. Reddy's Laboratories told Reuters on Thursday, a later-than-expected schedule that could slow the country's immunization drive. "We are targeting to have the first batches imported by fiscal Q1, and are trying our best to have them by end May," a Dr. Reddy's spokesman told Reuters. "Sputnik is going to be made in India in a few months. We expect the India-made vaccine to start being available from the second quarter of the fiscal year," India's ambassador to Moscow said last week. Deliveries of Sputnik V to the country were expected to begin this month, the TASS news agency reported. Congress President Sonia Gandhi wrote to Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Thursday, asking how the government of India can permit such brazen profiteering from people's misery. A day after Serum Institute of India released its differential COVID-19 vaccines price list for the center, states and private hospital, Gandhi demanded a re-evaluation of the center's modified vaccination policy and a uniform price for vaccines. Communist Party of India, Marxist, General Secretary Sitaram Yechury on Thursday said his son Ashish Yechury died of COVID-19. 34-year-old Ashish, a journalist, was hospitalized in Gurugram. "It is with great sadness that I have to inform that I lost my elder son, Ashish Yechury, to COVID-19 this morning. I want to thank all those who gave us hope and who treated him, doctors, nurses, frontline health workers, sanitation workers and innumerable others who stood by us," Sitaram Yechury wrote on Twitter. The Supreme Court Thursday told the center that it wants a national plan on issues including supply of oxygen and essential drugs for the treatment of patients infected with the virus. Taking SWOMO to cognizance of the prevailing grim situation across the country, a bench headed by Chief Justice S.A. Bobde said it would also consider the matter pertaining to the method and manner of COVID-19 vaccination in the country. Registration for the third phase of vaccination against COVID-19 for those between the age groups of 18 and 45 years will begin on April 28, the government said on Thursday through its citizen engagement platform at MyGovIndia. "There will be no walk-in registration for this age group of people," the tweet said. Registration through the Arogya Setu app will also start on April 28. Uttar Pradesh, Assam, Sikkim, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Kerala have announced free vaccination in this phase.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.